Okay.
Hello.
Mr. President.
Oh, yeah, you had a, said you had a report from Hague, huh?
Yes, let me run it down for you. First, he reports that from all he has been able to learn, these strikes yesterday were enormously successful.
Yeah.
And he said multiple fires, highly successful, large and second. He discussed our general scheme with Bunker because he had to be informed in case anything blows. And he was enthusiastic about the prospect. Then he said he spent an afternoon in third floor of the center of Hollingsworth, who's been holding together a most tenuous situation along the whole route of Route 13 from Lockley to Lightay. The only factor, or the principal factor, which has prevented a major debacle has been USA, especially D-62. The situation in and around Anlock was far worse than I had anticipated. Three enemy units, main force units, reinforced by tanks and artillery, had been deployed against one of the army's weakest divisions. Yesterday, Sunday, the situation stabilized in and around Anlock. Now, yesterday was Saturday. Due to massive US air strikes and rapid reinforcements, and then he goes a little more into the tactical situation, saying that the enemy has now attached the 23rd Downing Division also. This division has been performing well, inflicting considerable punishment on the enemy. I spoke to their commander, who was very aggressive in his presence. Then he'll mend the 3rd Corps commander in his hands, low under the deficit and not out of the attack. Yes, I'm very tempted to say the head in 3rd Corps, but I believe Arbinger holds, and that by the end of this month, the enemy will be driven out of the 3rd Corps with great loss. As of now, Hollingsworth estimates that the enemy has lost up to 50 tanks. There are many T-54s in this fact, in affliction. Yesterday, beleaguered forces in Anlock started destroying tanks with infantry and defense weapons. As a result, the morale of the garrison was seriously improved. Then, in the fresh, it were my overall air of confidence that Arvin, with our help, will weather what is very evident is a major Northwestern effort of the war. There are only a few signs of BC infrastructure viability, and all serious threats are coming from main forces. There's a surge of nationalistic spirit evident, but I'm sure that the fragile could be easily upset by sentiment. And he goes, if in fact that tomorrow is that I could. And a report of 4th Corps being in a tent on a field of which is not, despite the heavy fighting of the 4th Corps, there's broad conflict with the situation back under control. In an interesting sideline of Vietnamese survey team, I was in Chongqing when the recent attack began, they found the public attitude was initially very pessimistic, in part because of the absence of any overt US support. Once US aircraft began to be seen, the attitude shifted markedly. All the Vietnamese interviews were encouraged about the massive US naval and air reinforcements. I believe the enemy has tested the earth. As of now, I believe we have a good basis for confidence. Situations and all together, but there may be some tough moments between now and the end of the month. Following this, we will have some rebuilding to do, supporting new enemy efforts, perhaps in July. But the subsequent efforts should be far less virulent and should be easily contained. While the enemy has definitely heard, I believe we will probably go with the best long-term hope of the situation. And so on.
Right.
At the same time, I'm convinced that you should proceed from a posture of confidence that the situation here will hold together for a long time. If that's really true during this next year, with the danger, with the greatest danger coming at me, so I think we are in a rather good position.
Yeah.
At that christening which I attended, there were a large number of different standards.
Yeah.
And, well, some of them are pretty amazing. you know, they don't know what to do. There is that virulence that we had after Cambodia.
They may be afraid that we know something.
David Bruce was there. He's been shot, tell the president, God bless him.
Arthur Burns was over those set. She's going to listen to somebody. He was, said that, you know, he didn't get these things at all. So this was a terribly tough thing. How much was risk? He personally felt, but an awful lot of people felt, that it was the right thing. People were admired the fact that he was gone. You know, we make out some benefit.
No question, especially the Germans.
Of course.
The Russians were so, and the Russians have already sent their navigator and pilot over here. And certainly not wasting any time to arrive in the night. But he was the best athlete in the Russian.
Yeah. Well. I think the liberal establishment, let all that matters is winning. We know one way or the other we're going to win. The question is losing at all. If the Arvin collapses, then we'll still blockade the dam.
I don't think we have to do that.
I think based on Hague's thing, that it's going to be rough. And if they aren't, we've been telling them third quarter. But based on that, we got to realize that the other side also is having some rough times.
Oh.
That's what I think. I just think that we've got to, we don't know, and I assume, as I've often said, that Abrams is using all that power over there that he can now in the battle zone. He will, won't he?
Oh, no question. There's no question.
Got all this. You know, thank God he's got them there. He hasn't sent them out. Huh?
Well, if it hadn't been for your reinforcement, Mr. President, we'd be in very bad shape. They're going to 800 sorties a day, and they go to 367 when we started in the morning.
It's bound to have effect.
And it also gives them a hell of a lot more flexibility.
It also is good. The air can't just be that bad. We know it's not very good, but they're just as we know, they hit something.
Well, the C-52 is much in demand that you're going to keep the tactical air system abandoned in something.
God damn it, the Israeli has changed their phantoms. We got plenty of phantoms, haven't we?
So. More phantoms, you have 3 times the phantoms in Vietnam that the Israelis have.
Sure.
And their old air force.
Whatever they do, they've got to, and the Russians have got to support their ally, but I think for different reasons, neither of them wants us to want Hanoi to kick us out of there.
Yes.
What do you think?
Oh, no question. I mean, actually, for the business, the Russia wants to do that, it really is the same.
What is the situation? You really feel that they are, I'm just trying to see what our tips are, that they are really that interested in the German treaty, or maybe they would
only
say on.
Mr. President, leaving aside the fact now of this last day, the sheer fact that they want me to go there while we are at least substantially bombing the
the woods.
We weren't exactly scientifically. Last week at this time, we were worrying whether monthly 50 food strikes would be more than just one.
Yeah, just one, I mean.
And Dick Helms was telling me this is just about the toughest message you can send to the Russians. And it is that we were playing storms to that.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, that was one decision I was very comfortable with, and we talked about it. You see, that was the trouble with Johnson all along. He'd say, well, I can't do this or that or the other thing. But if you prick somebody, the thing to do is just get a sword out and cut his heart out. Why screw around? And believe me, we're doing that. We're going to give, after your meeting, you'll know. I'm pretty sure that you're, well, God, I don't mean to cancel. I just hope that it's not too indecisive. See, that's the only thing that concerns me about it.
But that's up to us. If it decides that we're all going to
Let me ask one last thing. How, and we can talk about this, two things in mind. First, that I think that we ought to have, I need to 2-3 hours to go over that whole thing with them, with you, before you go. Now, let's look at schedules in terms of when that can be done. I personally would like to do it by maybe go up to Camp David. That's all right. That fits in. What if the situation is?
Monday night, I was going to have to.
Well, what about Tuesday?
Tuesday, we'll go up to deliver a message to the Chinese.
How are you
not going? But,
we'll do it then. That's just to save time during the day. I'm going to be quite busy on this.
Well, I'd rather, Mr. President, I'm working like mad to get these things together. I've got my whole feet drilling.
Right.
And I think it would be more worthwhile for you if I saw you many times from Tuesday noon on.
Yeah.
But then I'd have something I could go to show you.
Yeah.
And I will have all the decisions listed.
Well, let me put it this way.
Tuesday morning.
Suppose that we, I may probably go to Camp David Tuesday evening anyway. Suppose then you could come up Wednesday.
I could come, as I come back from New York, go straight up to Camp David.
Yeah, spend the night. And then the next day, we'll just sit there in the quiet of that place. Because I think we need to be totally by ourselves to go over these things. Right?
I think that would be nice.
So let's plan it. Shall I plan it for Wednesday morning?
Wednesday morning.
And we'll hold it for Wednesday. Up there. Now, the other thing we've got to be thinking about is how to inform Rogers. I don't know what, you have any thoughts on?
My strong suggestion, Mr. President, is to let Hagen hold him and do it on Thursday.
What do they tell him?
Just tell him he's got the suggestion.
Well, is there any possibility that it could be handled in terms of the Russians? You're going there for the purpose of a meeting with the North Vietnamese.
But we'll have to bring it into the Vietnamese context.
Now, what I meant, see what I'm getting at.
But that by Wednesday, we will know whether it's going to be there or in Paris or anywhere.
Well, but Thursday, you would wait until you left before you.
Yes, because he's going to drive you crazy if it's done before, and he will go to the Freeman before.
Yeah.
He'll call him in. This way he can't reach the Freeman.
No.
And he will be no matter one way or another.
He will simply handle it on the basis of the government.
And
message from Brezhnev.
That's right.
Saying that he wanted to help, wanted to talk about Vietnam.
And Haldeman can handle it much better together with Haig than alone,
right.
Because Haig will know that he's there. So
I think that's what they do, and if he's got a, he has to know in case he blows, so he doesn't expect him to blow.
Exactly.
And there isn't even follow him. Well, by that time, we'll know whether you're going to have a meeting in Paris or not. And we can, the way I would fuzz the thing up, is that you can say that the Russians have decided to get to the act. They've asked you to come there. Discuss this. That's the way I would talk about it, you know what I mean? That you're basically, it's really just a secret meeting, your parents meeting. I think, now we don't have to be totally forthright. You see my point?
Yeah.
How does that sound to you?
I think that's...
Because it may be, too. It may be that they will show
up. Well, that's what it we know. By that time, we may know.
Yeah, but even assuming you don't know, they could still show up.
Oh, definitely. If we don't
yeah.
know,
yeah.
if we haven't had an answer by Wednesday,
yeah.
then it is still open.
Right. We can just say that the Russians that they had last year wanted to get to the talk about Vietnam, America, and I privately I sent you there. Well, there also.
And I think Den Haag should give him a rundown on this whole private meeting.
Private meeting
that we were trying to set up in Paris.
Well, he doesn't know that.
Because, as you remember, we had suggested we go down to the office.
Yeah. But we tried to set that up through our usual channels at first and hadn't but nothing had come of it so far. But I have told that memorandum, talking paper that we sent over to him, as I recall, does have. Remember, I told the leaders, I said, you can be confident that we have a good negotiating record since this one. So that's all before. That'll sort of bear that out.
That's
okay. Good.
He's been a good friend of mine. I talked to him twice today.
Yeah, yeah. Did he get the paper yet?
Yeah, he got the paper. He said he was not
okay. Yeah, well, good. Now, I will, as far as you're concerned, obviously, remember, when will Haig get back?
Wednesday, I think.
You would be leaving. You think it's better for us to talk on Wednesday afternoon? Better than Tuesday afternoon. Let me ask you this. Where do you want to leave from?
Well, I thought I would go. There's a dinner party here in town to which I thought I'd go because that's for some newspaper editor.
Right.
And I thought it'd be good if they saw me. Then I'd leave that dinner party, get dressed, and go to the airport about that time.
Good.
Then people will have seen me Wednesday night.
That's right. Thursday and Friday, everybody's out of town.
Well, you could go to Key Biscayne Thursday night.
Well, I'll do one of the two. I'll either go to Key Biscayne or I will go to Camp David.
Yeah. But if you at any rate could leave town,
yeah.
then I will cancel whatever I'm doing on Thursday night saying I'm with you.
That's right.
In fact,
right.
Camp David is even better than Christmas, right?
Well, Camp David, I think, has a certain advantage because I think I should be a little closer to the battle, you see. And nobody ever expects to see you outside of Camp. Keep us
you could say you are going to Camp David Thursday night
to do some work.
Then I would have the word put out that I'm going there Thursday morning.
You could say that you're going to Camp David, and you're going to be at Camp David. And there's no way they can check that. See, at Key Biscayne they can, but here they can't.
Well, that would be great.
How's that sound to you?
I think
and I'll just simply say you're, we'll just simply, the Ziegler and the rest of you at Camp David, well, how can we see it? And of course they can't see it. You see, we don't let them inside the gate. Yeah, that's the beauty of Camp David.
That would be great.
Okay, that's what we'll do.
That would be even better.
See?
But if you could leave Thursday night, it would have the advantage that I could cancel what I'm doing and say,
well, I am going up. See, I have the editors here for a reception Thursday at 5 o'clock. My intention after that reception at 7 o'clock to fly up to Camp David, see?
Right.
So I just go up that very evening. That's not right.
That would be good.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Right.